morning we're continuing Chayodom, Kalama Beis, Simon Zion. So, Hayayin Ketzad. So, in regards to the Seas Kapayim, if a person had wine, he can't be Nosa Kapayim. And this is understanding why we can normally conduct at Musaf. And at Tana Sibur, we can duchen at Mincha. And Simchas Torah, where many people make a Kiddush after Shacharis before Hakafis, we move duchening to Shacharis. Because even a person does not make Kiddush, but if the Tzibur in general is already drinking, we're concerned maybe the Kayan will drink Revius of Yayin, and now he's not allowed to be Nosek Kapayim. Therefore, we move the Sias Kapayim to earlier on, to before that, by Shacharis. Shashas Revius Yayin Vasachas. Lo says kappa. If a person drank revius yayin bebasachas in one sitting, doesn't mean necessarily one gulp. So that the lach is he cannot be nasi kapayim. Shasa bebeis pamim shenosan tzuchemat mayim mutter. It's just revius, and he added some water, or he drank it in two sessions, spread out over a period of time. It does not say exactly how much time that is. So that's called. Then he's going to be mutter to nasi kapayim. If it's more than revius, it's going to be problematic. Until the effect of the wine has ended. Why is this? That the halacha is that a kohen who has had a revius of yayin is also to do that avodah, like the Torah says. Parsha Shmini, and we find that duchening is connected to and compared to avodah. So therefore, what the Chayim says before, this is the Rabbanon. We gave him a din that he cannot be Nosek Kapayim once he's had a revius of Yayim. In regards to other liquids which are alcoholic, Yash, which stands for Yayin Sorof. So the Indians called it fire water. We call it fiery wine. But that's the same idea. It's much stronger than the average wine. Umei devash or med. Plugta ben achrenim. The Mishabura Paskins, that if the alcohol has affected him, that he cannot be medaber b'fei amelech, so then he cannot be nosek kapayim. The definition medaber b'fnei ha-melech we mentioned before means a person has, when a person's in front of a king, he has to have his wits about him. So it's not just afraid he's going to slur his words. That's called medaber b'fnei ha-melech. He meant a person who sounds totally coherent. But if he doesn't have all his wits around him about him because of the wine, he cannot be medaber b'fnei ha-melech, because it's dangerous to stand in front of the king and say something without having a full thought. So even with a lesser level of alcoholic content, a person can be in that situation. So you don't want a person having any alcoholic beverages before the Sias Kapayim. Then he says, in the case of where Kayan is weak and he needs to make Kiddush, can't wait. So the solution would be to take Revius of Yayin and then add some water into it, or drink it out over a period of time. For Kiddush, you only have to drink a Moly Lugmav. Or you can rely on the opinion of that other alcoholic beverages are not problematic unless it affects his ability to function. So we're going to matter him to do that in order to allow him to be Nosek Kapayim. So again, so we'll see later on. So normally that's why there's only Duchening by Shacharis, not by Mincha. Because by Mincha, we have to assume the person has had, people have had meals, and many people have had something to drink. So they made it to Tikkun across the board. We don't have the Sias Kapayim by Mincha. And a tiny Tzibur, which clearly the people did not drink because it's a fast day. So then we're not worried about that issue. On Yom Kippur, the Chayyim is going to say later on, Yom Kippur, we only do it by Nila. We don't do it by Mincha, because we don't want to confuse mincha with the regular mincha. So Atanas Sibur, the general custom was to daven mincha much later in the day. It almost functioned similar to a nila, more than davening it later than they usually would. They would wait towards the end of the day and use mincha as a sort of like a closer to the day. And Yom Kippur nila serves that function. So mincha is davened earlier. So it's like a regular mincha. So we don't want to confuse it with the regular mincha. So there's no nesis kapayim by regular mincha. There isn't by mincha of Yom Kippur either. At a Tanis Sibur, there is nesis kapayim by mincha. Yom Kippur, there's nesis kapayim by Shachris, by Musaf, and by Ne'ila, but not by Mincha. That's the halacha of Yayin. Bez Hashem, in the next year, we're going to skip until Simon Yud Ches. Have a good day.